Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We've been talking this week about various measurements of how we evaluate life. And I turned 50 yesterday, so it's one of these times where I have an opportunity to truly reflect on what's working and what's not. Yesterday, we touched on the idea of security and just the concept of being secure in who you are as a person. And one of the things I discussed was just how getting older, you become more secure typically in who you are. Well, the other thing that comes with age is stronger financial security. Right? If you think about being fulfilled in life, it's difficult to be fulfilled if you're struggling financially. And the ultimate goal for most of us from a financial standpoint is freedom. It's not necessarily a dollar amount or a particular thing, but really what most people are looking for is financial freedom. When you just don't have to worry about money anymore, when it's not an issue. And I would argue that it typically comes when your debts are paid off. And it starts with things like, you know, revolving debt, like credit cards and things like that. But it goes beyond that. I mean, once you can get your cars paid off and even your house paid off, that's a great place to be. And then if you can get to a point where you have college tuition for your children, assuming you have them, when that's taken care of and you know you have peace of mind that your kids can go to school and you don't have to worry about it. Your living expenses, you've got an emergency fund and maybe even beyond that, you've got years worth of living expenses that you can tap into if you need to. And then that final piece is the legacy that you provide. So if you're married or you have minor children, putting away that money so that, God forbid, something happens to you that they're cared for, that's a big part of things. Now, you can do that initially with insurance, but over time, if you can just fund it, then you don't have to, you're not as dependent upon that insurance. And so part of it is just really thinking about how you get there and having the discipline to essentially just not spend everything you make so that you have something to put away at the end of each month. Now, it requires some discipline to do this, but once you get to the point where you're living off 60, 70, or 80% of what you make and you're plowing the rest back in, you know, the higher the percentage that you put back in, the quicker you get to where you want to go, and that's that financial independence, right? And that's really what we're all talking about today, getting to that point of financial security so that you are independent. So you don't, if something were to happen to you that's catastrophic, you have the means to deal with it. If you reach this point, your quality of life goes up dramatically. It's that simple. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose. And out through your mouth. And in through your nose. And out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. And use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to finish our discussion on evaluating your life and where you are. But for today, think about this idea of financial security. If you're not doing what you want in terms of saving as much as you want, find some ways to look for opportunities to cut things back if you need to. See if you can work your way into a position where you're saving 10 or 20 or 30% of what you make. The more you're able to put away, the quicker you reach that point of financial independence.